the Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And welcome back to the Prentice Awesome Heating Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. John Dinkins has Coach Thomas McDaniel here from the Oakland Patriots. And, Coach, you joined the undefeated ranks with about five or six others in our district. And everybody's kind of sitting there waiting for, I guess, a district game. Somebody's going to lose that ranking somewhere along the line in terms of district play.
Yeah, I mean, this next week is obviously very important for everyone. I don't know if everybody – is everybody 2-0?
I think so.
All right, so, yeah. I mean, everybody's 2-0.
Except Smyrna, but
– okay. I mean, this is a – you know, they're all important now with the way the playoff structure is set up, but you need to get that first district win under your belt and get the momentum going into the rest of the season. So, you know, obviously I'm happy that we're 2-0. We have a lot of things we have to work on, but this is definitely going to be an important game.
Hunter's Lane, a winner last night. You won 42-7. It wasn't quite as easy as the score, I guess, but you really dominated the second half. But they threw a lot of people up front, which I'm sure you're going to see for probably the rest of the season, quite possibly. But, again, you just kind of nibbled away, and finally they got going, and they picked up some big yardage, 377.
Yeah, we started off kind of slow. I knew that was going to happen just because of the nature of what they do defensively. You know, I was worried about, you know, we'd seen on film from when they played Maplewood, and I just anticipated that there were going to be a lot of 8-9 guys in the box, and I mean all the way up there at 3 or 4 yards from line of scrimmage. They gave us a lot of unconventional looks, and with our youth and inexperience up front, that concerned me. But, you know, we didn't execute very well early. We didn't pick up some people that were shooting through in some gaps, and there was a couple throws that looked like they were bad throws, but really it wasn't the quarterback. It was more the protection that affected that. And then, you know, we scored, I think, our second drive, and they fumbled a punt. We had an opportunity to kind of go down and start hammering the doorway on them. But it just seemed like every time something went well, you know, for us, then something messed up. I think the opening kickoff, we ran all the way down to the 9-yard line, had a block in the back, and we got a fumble on our first punt. They fumbled. We got it inside the 30, and Manuel Smith makes a great run, and then next play fumbles the snap, so they get the ball back. So it was just kind of one of those nights where we'd do something good and then something bad would happen. You know, we'd do something good, something bad would happen. And I think, again, that can be accounted for some of the youth and experience we've got and some of the young guys we're playing. But the good thing was in the second half, we really responded well. I don't think our kids were feeling any pressure at halftime. We were up 14-7, but I think they felt like, you know, we weren't playing very well and we just had to get a little more comfortable, and we did, and we executed better at the line of scrimmage on offense, and, you know, we popped some big ones on them there in the third quarter. So,
Hey, Coach Adonis was talking about his game where he felt like they dominated the first half. You talk a little bit more that just inconsistent play, but you have a feeling as a coach, I guess, and as players, you feel like, well, we can win this game. We just got to eliminate that. Once that happens, we'll take charge.
Yeah, our kids – you know, understood that we made some mistakes and we had to correct them, but I didn't feel like we were panicking at halftime by any stretch. You know, we were up 14-7. We got a drive there late in the second quarter to put it up, you know, by a touchdown, and then we had to correct some alignment issues on defense. And but, you know, we felt like if we just stayed the course of what we had planned, that we would be fine, and that ended up being the case.
That drive at the end of the first half, that was huge, wasn't it, in terms of, I guess, your mental picture in terms of, okay, we can move the football now, and let's get down to business in the second.
Yeah, we needed to get that touchdown to give ourselves a little breathing room, you know, we saw some things late in the second quarter that we felt like we could come back to, and we did. And, I got a little cute early and tried to do a couple too many things maybe, instead of giving us a chance to get comfortable and then maybe opening it up a little bit. But we're going to have to get more consistent on our pass protection. Our quarterback's going to have to do a better job of throwing the football in the right spots. And, you know, we've got to get some semblance of a passing game going. And right now, you know, we've just not been very effective throwing the football. So we'll work on that next week. But, you know, I was very proud of our offensive line. Our fullback play got better from last week. Trayvon didn't get to run it very much, but he did a much better job of blocking. And our defense played with a much better effort, a much more consistent on the defensive side of the ball as far as running and at least trying to make plays. So those were the kind of the things that we emphasized this week in practice, and we seemed to do a good job of that last night. So I'm happy about those.
On the defensive side of the ball, Coach, just 7 points given up last night. When the offense was sputtering just a little, they seemed to be playing pretty consistent throughout the game.
Yeah, they did. I mean, you know, we're still trying to figure out what our personality is on defense, and we're playing a lot of young guys on defense. We started 2 sophomores in the secondary last night. You know, we played 2 juniors and a sophomore at linebacker a lot of the time, starting sophomore on defensive line. So, you know, got a lot of youth there as well. But our main focus this week was going to be to play with better effort. The one thing that we talked about controlling is our ability to run to the football. And the coaches made a conscious effort this week of preaching that, and our players, you could tell, took it to heart, did a much better job of running to the ball. So I'm proud of that. I'm happy with the progression we made there. Now we just got to work on some fundamental things that really aren't the players' fault, but more coaching, and we'll correct that in the weeks to come.
Let's give some kudos a little bit to the your running game. Willis, Wade, Chesterfield all had good nights, and Wade with 5 carries, 115 yards. That is so important, it seems, for you guys to be able to interchange those running backs and get them some playing time and keep them fresh throughout the game.
Yeah, I mean, Andre's is our tailback, but you know, we had started working Fred some last week, and you know, he had gotten a lot of reps this week in practice, and we anticipated working him more in the game. Probably would have liked to have given him the ball a little bit more than I did in hindsight, but you know, I'd like to use Andre a little more on defense as we get a little deeper into the season. But you know, it's good to get a little depth there. Fred made a couple really good runs. Again, he's a sophomore. You know, sophomore David Newman that played a lot of fullback as well. So, you know, and then you got Trayvon that's a junior. So we got a lot of youth in our backfield also. We got a lot of youth everywhere. But, you know, where we seem to be the most consistent maybe is in our run blocking on the offensive front. Bradford Hughes, our senior tight end, is quite possibly the best, most improved player I've ever been around from 1 year to another. I mean, from the time he was a junior to where he is right now, I mean, I would find it hard-pressed to see there's a better tight end in the league, and I don't know right now if there's a better tight end in the state as far as a run blocker. He is relentless. It's one of the best jobs of a blocking tight end I've ever seen. So he's just been outstanding. And then one of our guards, senior Mikey Smith, he's another one that's playing with unbelievable effort and just finishes every play. And, if we can get some of these young guys to come on and have that mentality of just, you know, finishing plays and being nasty at the point of attack, then, you know, you don't have to be great at throwing it. But I got confidence in our passing game. Jihad, I still say, is going to continue to get better. We've just got to get more comfortable throwing the football. And, again, protecting the offensive line and the back, still need to get a little bit better at that. But we are doing a good job right now running the ball. And when, you know, one of the most positive things that I see is when we're not getting 5 or 6 yards a pop, there's not a lot of complaining or moaning. They understand that it's a process, and we got to keep banging on that door, and eventually it'll open up for us. And it happened last night in the third quarter. We'd run the same play early in the game, and they'd hit us a couple times, and then Andre hit a 74-yarder, got called back for a clip that wasn't a clip. And the next play, we come back, we didn't pout or moan, goes back to goes back, run the same play with a different tailback, goes 74 yards. So the execution there and the fact that we didn't pout or complain, make excuses, those are all great signs of team chemistry that we've really preached in this offseason. We got a lot of unselfishness. I know Andre gets a 74-yard touchdown taken away. Fred Wade runs a 74-yard touchdown, and Andre's the first one down there to congratulate him from the sideline. So that's a good feeling, because we've talked about that, about being unselfish and understanding what your role is, and we seem to be getting that out of our players, and if we get that, then that's about as much as we can ask them.
And coaches can talk that and preach that, but those kids have that mentality. Once they get that, it's so big in games, and in football probably more than any other sport, is root those teammates on and not – not pout about the next play. That was an amazing thing that you ran the same play and with a different guy, and he goes 74 after you just had one call back. I want to ask you a little bit about the depth, mm-hmm. because as a coach, you're working at that right, every week, is trying to figure out, okay, I'm going to insert somebody here, and that's tough on a coach, I think, to try to get players in, because you get wrapped up in the game too, and sometimes you don't want to go with a hot hand or whatever, but right. you try to work at that, don't you?
Yeah, we do. I mean, I know we had 22 guys start for us last night. I think it's very important that our offensive and defensive line are one-way players, if at all possible, you got to couple that with the fact that you need to have backups in those positions as well, and I'd rather our starting defensive line not be our backup offensive line. So we're working toward that. We do have a lot of young linemen that we feel like are capable in time, but you know, it's one of those things where you got to have depth in this league, because you're gonna suffer injuries and things are gonna happen. They've happened to us. You know, we've had our fair share of them already. And like I said, starting a sophomore corner last night, who really going into fall camp was probably the fifth corner. He stepped up and done a great job, but Eric wasn't ready to be in that game, and he stepped up and did it. But you just never know. You know, we talk about it all the time. You don't know when your time's going to come. Just like, we had a sophomore starting for us at left guard. He's done a great job for 2 weeks. He made a very poor error in judgment in the third quarter and retaliated to a kid, and he gets kicked out of the game. And, you know, so now he's out another week, so we're missing a starting offensive lineman. Well, somebody's got to step up and be ready to play. So we talk about that. We make an emphasis on it. We try to work it in practice, probably to the point of being detrimental to our team sometimes. I think we work too many guys in practice. We've talked about the fact that, you know, we probably don't give our ones enough work because we're so concerned about building depth. And that's just one of those things in this league. If you don't have depth, you're going to be in trouble. So it's a constant battle.
Fine line,
yep.
I guess.
It is.
Coach McDaniel, Thomas McDaniel, is our guest here on the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coaches Corner. A couple more questions before I let you go. I know you've got Laverne next week, mm-hmm. and they're not your typical, you know, where they've struggled. They're scoring some points. They played Wilson Central last night, 2-0 going in. So I think I'm trying to make the point is they're probably at a confidence level more so than you than probably in the last 2 or 3 years, and that's something to be wary of.
Oh, no doubt. You know, Stanton's done a good job of. I think he's doing now what he wanted to do probably last year. I know just from knowing Coach Stevens and following him and playing against him when he was at Oak Ridge and all those things. You know, I think he's more of an eye guy. He wants to run the football and be physical on offense, and they've made a commitment to that. And I think, you know, there's no doubt it's helped their football team. You can tell that on both sides. Their defense is playing better because of, I think, you know, the fact that they are running the football. I think it's making their defense better. And I don't know what his name is, but the tailback that played last night, number four, is legit. He's a good player. We'll have to really focus in and get him stopped. But, you know, it's like every other game in this league. Usually it'll usually start and end with up front. You know, if we win the battle up front, we're probably going to win the game. And, you know, this will be a fun game, and I'm sure Coach Stevens feels the same way. It'll be one of them tough man competitions because he's like me. He's not going to throw it very much. They're going to make a commitment to running the ball. And I've already told a couple coaches this morning while we were watching film that it may be a quick game. It may not take very long, you know, because they don't throw it that much, and we're not going to throw it very much. So you're going to know what's going to come, and we know what's going what they're going to do probably, and we're just going to have to bloody each other noses and see who's standing at the end. But I'm excited about it. I know Coach Stevens is surely excited about it because it's getting his team off 2-0. I'm sure they're sky high right now. I'm sure it's awesome for them to get to come into our place and see where they're at. I know last year their game with us didn't go as well as he'd liked, and that's kind of snowballed on them. So for us, we, you know, my thought is we've got to start fast and get up on them. But you can already tell watching them on film, they had some things go wrong against Wilson Central, and their kids didn't react the same way that you'd see Laverne react. So he's definitely made an improvement there, and it'll be a tough challenge for us Friday.
That's a good point you make. They didn't react like you know that they've done in the past, but get that offensive line going, Coach. And I didn't get a chance last week too, before I let you go, to talk about. I know Brian did. I heard you on the air, but I appreciate everybody at Oakland and how they treated us. But your facility has really, I mean, you guys have taken a lot of steps, yes.
Yeah, we've made a lot of improvements. I'm proud of where we're at.
Fan-friendly, too.
I mean, it's very free, yeah, and we've had a great crowd last 2 weeks. It's an awesome environment, and we're continuing to make improvements. I'm proud of where our football program's headed. It's just an awesome experience for us to get to go out and play in that stadium, and it's getting better every day.
Well, I didn't get a chance to tell you, but I was impressed with it, and it is so fan-friendly. There's a lot of things you can do, and a lot of vendors out, and you can, and I don't know what
Nancy,
the cons-
we need to get Nancy over for a game.
I know.
Nancy, if you're listening, you come to the game.
I'd like to get her over there at least one time. One time. The concessions, what's the thing behind the bleachers on the other side? Is that going to be a ticket booth, or is that
it's a process. I can't go into it right now.
Okay.
It's a process. So.
Okay, but I think it's going to be nice, whatever that's going to be. Coach Thomas McDaniel, our guest, and he's taking on Laverne next week, and 2-0, and going for win number 3.
Hey, I appreciate it. And, hey, Tom Crager, we rushed for 377, buddy. Thank you.
All right, we'll be back, and we have Coach Steve Carson coming up next here on the Prentice Also PD and Air Coach's Corner, and from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, where we're enjoying that sampler platter, which is mighty, mighty good. Come out. You've got till about 11:30 to get you a good breakfast. Stay with us.